Any other thing that you want to learn?
Yes, many things, but I haven't lost this one. Did he talk anything about a future life in the sense that other people have talked about? Like there would be another life, another spirit.
That is reincarnation, as he calls.
So that's a life here.
This is life here, and then after we die, then again there is the mind is still continuing its process. You see, mind is nothing but a repository of impressions. It all started with the impression. Who am I? I am the most infinitesimal, finite thing called the glass. See how he has created that chart. The chart of God speaks in a nutshell. So mind continues to gather more and more impressions. The more impressions it gathers, the more experiences it has. The more experience it has, the more impressions it collects. The more impressions are there, much more experiences there. So with the experiences increasing, it needs vehicles to contain those experiences. And consciousness increases, much more consciousness is evolved, and say to hold the consciousness there is a receptacle which we call a human body, or the body of a creature, or body of a worm, or body of a bird, and all that sort of thing, to hold the consciousness, to contain the consciousness. The consciousness goes on evolving with the amount of experiences that we gather, the amount of experiences get evolved because of the amount of impressions that we gather. So the more impressions, the more the experience, the greater is the consciousness. And the greater consciousness, higher the form of evolution. So the higher and higher forms are evolved. Eventually the human form is the height of evolved form. And in it is contained the full and complete consciousness. If we have complete and full consciousness, we must have the experience that I am infinite. We don't get it. Why we don't get it? Because we have the inheritance, the legacy of our past experiences. The impressions are there. So they come into force now. They try to, the carnal passions are there, anger is there, this is there, jealousy is there, covetousness is there. All these things are there of our lower incarnational forms, evolutionary forms. So although our consciousness is full and complete, and we must have the experience of infinite, I am infinite, we don't have it. Instead, what we say, I am here, I am great, I am healthy, I am man, I am woman, I am beautiful, I am ugly, and all this sort of thing, because of the impressions that are still in. Instead of giving you the impression, giving you the experience of your infinity, or if your infinity just gives you limited experience, I'm this and I'm that, you limit yourself. So what is needed is to transcend these things. And transcending needs to have further and further bodies, you know, to experience the opposites, get over these things. I'm a man, you call it. But you are not man, you are above man. There's no such thing as man or woman there. So you have to transcend this. So then you, what? No, I'm just man. Man is not sufficient. No, you have the experience of a woman. You get the form of a woman next time. Then woman and man and woman, and it goes on. Impressions continue to gather, you see. And you get beautiful woman, bad, ugly man, this, that, opposite impressions go on and on. Until you get all the knots of impressions are just shattered and unloosened, then you go beyond, which is called crossing the gross sphere into the subtle sphere. From the subtle, you go to the mental sphere, and then you are liberated.
That's the natural course.
That's the natural course. But then he comes time and again to give you a shorter course, and that is the course of effacement, of enfeeble your assertions, and just love me. Leave it to me. Remember that you are nothing. That is the song. That which you will gather, that which you will come across, that which you will gain, that which you will attain, achieve, whatever you call it, after many, many reincarnations, I come to you to give it to you on golden platter. Take it now. Some take it and some reject. Most of them reject it. And that becomes again and again and again.
Is that similar to what, like, when Christians say that, you know, that only if you accept Christ will you be permitted to enter the kingdom of heaven? I mean, are they saying the same thing as like?
But it doesn't mean the same thing. What Baba says is quite different. There they say, accept the Christ. But they mean Jesus the Christ. But they don't accept the event, you see. But whenever he comes in our midst, whatever form it is, and he asserts that he is the same ancient one coming in our midst again, they accept any one form. And then with the acceptance of that, hold on to it and rely exclusively upon it. Then that opens the gates of your redemption. He comes as the Redeemer to redeem you. But we don't accept that. So that's why this chant says, accept. But in a more specific way they said, no, accept him and him alone, that Jesus the Christ is there. So that is religion made out of it. But he gives the kernel of spirituality, the truth that he is. He is not a sectarian or just one religion. His religion is a religion of love. But after him, when he passes away from our midst, we create a religion of it. And we want the whole world to follow that religion and not nothing else. That's where the limitations again start. That's where again he has to come and shatter that again and create another one. And man again builds another religion after the one that has just passed. And so it goes on. But the truth is, you be not and I am. That's what he said.
So, I mean, I guess what I'm questioning is that the Christianity, the term the kingdom of heaven, is like saying that you won't have to reincarnate.
You'll have to. Or you may not reincarnate. Your birthright is this human form is replete with consciousness, full and complete. All that it needs to be is made as infinite consciousness. But it is limited because of impression. So your birthright is that in this very form, you make it infinite.
No, we haven't taken over.
How will you make it infinite? Don't assert your limitations. You assert yourself, isn't it? You assert as, I'm Colton. What have you to say?
Yeah, sure.
So I'm just so all I say. Oh, so then we have a fight, you see. I am a, but what he says is, you are not. You are not. You are nothing. Don't assert yourself. All that is, I am. You all are not. I am. So we cannot give that. I cannot give myself up. So there is a process called enfeebling our assertion. Let your ego become most feeble. That it becomes like a dust particle at his feet. That's what he says. Again, the same thing. So that you can just rely upon me, hold me on. And all these exhortations, he says, he pleads with us to give love to me. I want nothing from you, just give me your love. And leave the rest of the goodness to me. And when you love, you want to offer yourself, you want to sacrifice. Love knows no expectation. It doesn't want anything in return. It wants to offer, give away. You see what love is? It's not affection, mind you, love. Real love burns, it blazes into flame. It wants to offer itself. The more it loves, it feels the less it loves. It wants to love more. You are no more. Love me more and more and more and still yet more till you are no more. That's what it means. Sometimes I find myself getting myself transformed into Billy Graham or something. This is a very simple person, you know.